We're going to pray together now. And this is where the little seed that you have, or something that represents that little seed, comes into its use. So I hope you have that with you just now. But if you don't, just imagine a little seed like this. The one that I have here between my fingers is a pumpkin seed. So place the little seed in the palm of your hand. This seed is special. It contains life waiting to break out. It is precious and valuable. It is a gift from God. Like this little seed, each of our lives is precious and special. God has given each of us a life that is beyond price. Forgive us, Lord, for taking the gift of life for granted, and for not treating each other as your precious children. Now we take the little seed, or whatever represents it, and we hold it between our finger and our thumb, just like that. This seed is small. It seems too tiny to be anything important or significant. Yet it contains a surprise waiting to happen. It is a lesson from God. Like the seed, God planted each of our lives to become something surprisingly more than we yet are or appear to be. Forgive us, Lord, for not recognising the small beginnings of your work in us, and for not believing in the surprising plans you have for our lives. Now we hold the little seed tight in a closed fist. This seed is hidden. It remains out of sight so that it can grow in secret. The miracle of the seed can only happen as it dies in the depths of the earth. It is a sign from God. Now we hold our little seed again. This seed is patient. It doesn't grow in an instant. It needs time and care and the right conditions. The future of this seed is only for those who can wait. It is the way of God. Like this seed, God has plans for our lives. He works that plan through the grace of friends, his word, and our worship together. And now take a moment to look at the little seed that you have. To imagine, once planted, what that seed could become. So here, for me, it is a pumpkin seed that I hold. So tiny, and yet once planted into the ground, it can grow a pumpkin that is bigger than my head. God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will supply and multiply your sowing and increase the harvest of your kind deeds. And today we pray that all the small and tiny things that we do for other people would be a sign of God's love and would grow bigger and bigger, and that the love of God would be shared with more and more people in our families, in our streets, in our schools, where we work, in our town and in the world this harvest time. Amen. Blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon and remain with us this Harvest Sunday and with all those we love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, now and forevermore. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. May the peace of the wonder.